This conference is being recorded.
Welcome to the Association October Board Meeting.
I haven't drafted yet.
I wouldn't want a dog. Is there anything other than that?
You know what? I gave everybody an agenda but me.
Vic, can you close that outside door? I mean, you're already
the outside door.
Thank you, Vic.
Okay.
Earlier this month. But it was made real well when it was made.
Did you check the topic?
Yep.
All right. I'm not going to do the pledge of allegiance. We're going to have a flag in here. We have an agenda that was presented to you. Any changes for the agenda? Any, you know, anything you want to add to the agenda? Have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
You got to be good. Okay. Any discussion about the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Public comments, questions for the board?
I got a question. Comment. It might be helpful if it was on the agenda or something that we would know what is the membership, how many people we talk from it, a percentage of how many there are versus how many are actual members.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
I'll say something later.
Okay, that's fine.
I will stay
there until then. Yeah, we all will.
Okay. We just, it's been a busy month. Finished up with the construction. We held a Firefighter Appreciation Day on Yom Kippur again. Like idiots. I'm sorry. We just weren't aware of the calendar, and it's a bad mistake. We've done it twice. We've already planned next year's. Same person's in charge, but we'll be very much aware of that holiday. It apparently falls in about that same time, so if we have to move the Firefighter Appreciation Day earlier or later, whatever it is we have to do, we'll do it.
I have a question. Is Yom Kippur on a given day, or is it on a different day?
It's a formula.
All you have to do is open up a calendar and find out exactly when it is, and you will know. If you need confirmation, you can either call the temple, or you might try some of the Jewish people that happen to live in this community.
Okay.
I'm personally hurt. You know, once I can understand, twice, forget it.
Sorry, Stephen. Okay, with the new storage room and the break room back here, it was an amazing thing Saturday when they came to that. If you look and see what's happened with the firehouse in terms of moving all that stuff aside, we took a pickup truck load of things to the Cherry Fire Department, I think, is that where that went? We found some stuff. John went dumpster diving and rescued some of the things that got thrown away, but it's going to make a big difference in this firehouse. Money well spent. The best money we spent was $800 to have the parking lot at the end of the building paved. The county paved the driveway into the concrete pad. They arranged for that, and then we added an $800 payment to pave this end of the building. So that was, visibly great. Now, someone or something or somehow the phone line has been cut from the phone line has been cut that's laying out front hanging down off the building. I don't know. It's the phone line for the 777-2424 and for the 911.
It's working. I mean, you were able to just...
All right. The 2424 is working,
yeah.
But the second line is not working.
Unless the phone wasn't plugged in, Russ tried the 911 box outside. That wasn't working.
And
right.
No dial tone. mean, there's no doubt.
So this, I didn't investigate whether or not.
And we didn't get a dial tone. We didn't get a dial tone there either.
Okay.
So we'll have to call the phone company and have that repaired. We probably ought to put
a. Well, embarrassing when you're 911.
We need. We probably ought to put a sign up on that that says that that the phone is out of order. So basically, it's, you know, it's been a busy busy month, and except for stumbling all over our feet, it's a pretty good month. Secretary's report.
The minutes for the September board meeting are distributed. They're also up on the website. I did post the treasurer's report this morning to Chris, so hopefully that'll get loaded up there very shortly. We did receive some additional returns from that recent mailing, so I haven't had a chance to look through those yet, but in total, you know, I think we've received about 25 returns out of the mailing, and that's out of, I think, 749 that we sent out, so not bad at all. Yeah, it is very good. So I'll look at that for next month, and on next month I'll also present a summary of the construction project. So I have all that information now. That's all I have.
Okay, we got a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes. Beautifully done.
Okay, any discussion about the secretary's report?
Please.
No. Any questions?
I have a quick question. Did we get a final number on contributions from the letter that was sent out?
Right, that's come.
That's for Vic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself.
All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
Okay, well, I apologize for being right at the last moment, but that's kind of how I do things, as you all know. Cash is back up to $135,000.
And I'll stand by for Saturday morning, Peter.
The results of Bill put together a special ask for people who hadn't given, and it appears as though, I mean, we raised $7,400 last month. We budgeted $2,400, meaning that's typically what we would have expected because our budgets are based on prior year histories. So it seems to have netted a $5,000 ask to people who hadn't given before, which is really good, because it's not really about the dollars, it's just about there were a lot of donors. That's how all these things start. So I think that's really good news. So that's working. Year to date, a couple of the apparitions in the report is originally, you know, we've been throwing around numbers, but when I put the budget together, we didn't really know what the budget was for the storage, so I threw $18,000 in, thinking that would cover it. It in fact cost $28,000, so it was $10,000 more than budgeted. So when I tell you these numbers, just keep in mind you got a $10,000 where I have to shut up.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Thank you. Next report.
So the bottom line is you think this is the fire department or something? The bottom line is year to date we're $9,000 ahead of budget with
the $10,000.
With the $10,000. So that, you know, if you took that out, that means we're $20,000 out of budget. But you can't take that out because that actually costs money. That's the end of my report, and I'll take any abuse that you're willing to dish out.
Has everything been paid as far as the construction? Do we have any outstanding bills?
You know, it's very interesting because this doesn't happen very often, but Rudy's. He did a total, you got a copy of it, a total, you know, spreadsheet of every dollar that was spent. It ties in within $100 of what we spent. So that tells me it's all been paid.
Okay.
Now, history says there's always a bill, though.
There's always something that comes in.
Somebody said they were going to do it for free, and then $5,000 bill comes in. So I won't say for sure that everybody's been paid. Okay. But I, you know, I'm sorry, Rudy's not here because we got a hell of a deal for $20,000 for doing all that work because a lot of subs gave their time, gave stuff. Rudy, you know, we gave him cash advances and he was paying people cash who were giving us deals that, you know, we normally wouldn't have gotten. So it was, he did a great job of bringing this thing in because it's worth a lot more than 20 grand,
mm-hmm.
28 grand.
Okay. Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
One last question for Vic. It seems to me like we have about, I think it was $60,000 in our checking account, something like that.
Oh, okay.
And just wondering if we could keep a smaller amount in there, put more into the money market account.
You know,
well, there's a reason for this. Maybe why don't you explain to him why you're asking that question.
Oh, it has to do with insurance. For Adam, they do have coverage up to $50,000 over their E&O insurance if someone was to write a check. So I guess my question would be, if I really want to craft it perfectly, can we keep less than $50,000 in that? Is there a reason that we couldn't?
No, we can do that.
Okay.
The only reason we don't, as everybody knows, you're only making half a
right.
percent.
Yeah.
Not worth,
right.
It's not worth the postage stamp
right.
to make the change.
Right. And this just keeps us from having to add a couple $100 to our liability, our bond insurance each year. So you're right, we won't make anything noteworthy to put it into the money market. But there's no reason to have $60,000 in checking account when we can live on 30 or 40.
Yeah, we're on this now.
Right.
The whole reason we went with Chubb, this came up. This was not a mystery to make sure that our outside accountant was covered. And my impression was that was the reason we went with Chubb. It was
right.
more than somebody else.
Right.
And now they're saying that he's not covered.
Correct. Unless we add him specifically.
And how much is it?
$1,000 a year.
Because see. He can pay bills online.
Right.
But he is not a signator.
Right.
Nor can he transfer money in or out of the accounts is the way I've set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have coverage for him for $50,000 for theft. So we're covered as far as he's concerned.
Right. I can do that. I can easily do that.
Sure. And the other question that will come up, though, is do we want to continue with the bond? At $1,000 a year, because the chance of it would basically be what, three people that would have a check?
Well, I think like what Vic said was the yes, we want to have the bond, but we shopped the bond and ended up with Chubb because we thought Vic or Adam
Rudy,
was covered.
Yeah.
Wasn't Greg on that?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But
originally,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to shop the bond again, quite frankly, because it's silly to be another $1,000
right.
to one person who we need to get covered, not covered.
Right.
But, you know, we need the bond for a lot of reasons. If we ever go to the bank for a loan or something like that and they see that, first of all, we don't have the checks and balances we should have as an organization, you know, where, you know, the boot comes to me, it goes into a big plastic bag and out I go, you know. I mean, it should be we'd be in a back room counting and triple counting, you know. We're a very trusting neighborhood, which makes me nervous, you know, frankly, it makes me nervous the way we do things. But the fact of the matter is, our operating budget's not that big that an aberration would hit you in the face pretty fast.
Right.
I mean, you may get along, you may get away with a couple grand here and there, but, you know, there's
no big.
He's not stealing 50
right.
grand because,
right.
you know, somebody has to explain what happened to the money.
So your recommendation would be just to shop the bond. Let's just see if we can find some of them for half the price.
Yeah.
We only have three people, really, that could write checks, correct?
When does Chubb renew?
Well, no, there's more than that. There's Bill, us, myself,
Christy.
That's four right there.
Yeah. I think we need the bond. It's just a matter of whether or not we're paying extra money because we thought we were getting Adam.
The bond should cover a lot of other things, too. If somebody were out buying equipment or something, you know, and charging and we were paying, we found it, that the bond would cover that. I mean, it's a fidelity bond.
That's right.
It's for that purpose.
So when did the bond fund, when did we pay it?
I don't know.
Okay, but we can shop it for sure.
Correct.
Okay. All right, motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Motion.
Second.
Any other discussion for the treasurer? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, committee reports. Fundraising, you want to talk about it?
Fire chief.
Oh, fire chief. Well, but how? We already talked to him.
All right, so didn't have the chance to edit this,
because it starts off with no calls. We had a call this morning at 3 in the morning, but just one call for the month, which is nice. And it was medical in nature. Personnel, the group enjoyed the firefighter appreciation immensely, thanks to John and Bill and everyone else who worked together to put it on. We had either 15 or 16 show up, so thank you. Fleet, 85, 84, and 80 have all been serviced. Still have the engine, you know, 86, and the two water tenders yet to go in for the annual servicing. No real surprises there in terms of stuff needing to be done by Central Yavapai, but 80 needs a couple of tires. We're taking care of that this week. Training, we had two trainings, like every month. Structure training was one, and we kind of had a change in our training where we do structure training for 2 to 3 months, and we move on to medical stuff for 2 or 3 months, and then as part of, I mentioned last month, we've got two new volunteers who have taken over as training coordinators, and so that's how they've structured it, and so more structure training. We took a time out from that, though, to reorganize. On our second training, we moved into the storage shed back there. We emptied out the back garage. There was a whole pile of crap here that we got rid of, and yeah, I think it was a fun training. You know, we worked pretty hard, but it was a great turnout for that. Again, mid-teens, like we get, knock on wood, for every training, but so that was good. Facilities, same thing here as I've said the last few months, defer to Rudy on any comments about the new shed, but other than that, there's a lot more room because of the shed in the garage, which will be easier for getting the trucks in and out and just functioning, so all good stuff. Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, for Vic, maybe, or Steve, depending, will be asked to deliver what looks like a check for $14.43.46 for our 5% matching on the SCBA grant. That'll be kind of a short notice thing. Basically, when there just come a point where I'll be notified that an order's been placed and we'll need it to deliver a check. So I'll let you know about that. More stuff
while you're on that particular one.
Yes, sir.
A check came from. No, never mind. That was reimbursement for firefighters training.
The 500.
There's more than that.
You're talking like the 4,000.
No. It was cool. This is for sending people to the.
I left one check in your box for $500, which is reimbursement from Arizona.
The $500.
Arizona State Fire School. What I'll say further down is the only check that I'm aware that we're waiting for, unless it went to Adam already, is the grant from the VFA, which is something like $4,550.
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Well, that's part of my report. So
I'm always out of order.
Okay, back to this SCBA grant through the Chiefs Association. The winning bid was far less than what we were awarded by the grant committee, about $70,000 less. So once the bid has been executed, meaning what the equipment we actually asked for, the Chiefs Association will then work on being able to access the additional amount awarded. Again, it's about $70,000. If successful, then I would estimate, based on what we would be putting in for as additional, we would need to come up with another $400 or so, again, based on the 5% match, which, you know, that's a speed bump. But it's visibility for a little expense coming up. Next up, PRCC, which, of course, is the dispatch center. They've made changes in their structure, but the impact on us is negligible. Their center services, both fire and law enforcement. So what they're going to do is, instead of having one person overseeing the whole dispatch center, they're going to have one person to escalate fire issues and one person to escalate police issues. Again, this doesn't really touch us in any meaningful way. Daryl Willis, who I think would be a familiar name to most people, he's going to be doing this on the fire side at the dispatch center, but he still has, you know, 22 other jobs. from Prescott Fire. But so he's now a point of contact on dispatch issues should we ever need it. And then again, the last thing, just to be clear, we've received all monies owed from fires. There was four of them, I guess. Three of the checks were over $3,000. One of them was just a couple hundred bucks. And then I say I've not seen the check yet from the 50-50 grant that we were awarded from State Forestry. In June, they set an expectation of 5 to 6 months to receive the check. So it, I'd be surprised if we were here that early, but you know, never know.
Okay.
And that's all I have. Any questions?
Yeah, Roger, I think that the email from Adam was about the $3,500 deposit that he was...
$3,800.
Is that one of the fire checks? Reimbursement
for
fires?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so, reimbursement or an actual
payment?
No,
it's a payment. I have on the agenda later under new business the water tenders. You want to address that now? I think it's probably just as good to do it now as later. We've talked about it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't know exactly why this was on here at all, but I mean, it's the same old story. I've been griping for a while. Water tenders are old. I've been trying to set an expectation that we'll need to get a new tender if one of the existing two, you know, doesn't blow up. Great, we can have a third tender. Bill made the suggestion a long time ago. If we ever have a third tender to put it at the substation, that works for response and also for ISO points. So that's a great suggestion, but, you know, they're very old tenders. This year, knock on wood, we've had little to nothing in the way of repairs. Last year or the year before, we had a $5,000 clutch job. You know, there will come a point where something will happen where it just doesn't make economic sense. I mean, this, none of this is new information. But so, we need to be ready to, buy a new water tender. But that's not new information.
Right.
You know, the trucks function. They're not broken. God willing, they don't break. But they're very old. You know, we've had stuff happen. There was one fire where someone tried to reverse up a hill like this and then broke the drive shaft. You know,
wow.
Stuff's going to happen.
Right.
I'm not sure why it's on the agenda necessarily.
Well, my thought was that we've been, like many other things, the storage room, for instance, took 3 years to really get it from... concept to actually developed and finished. We can talk about the tenders. It's something we probably ought to do, and we missed that one tender because we didn't pull the trigger. We didn't put it on the budget because there was some discussion about maybe doing a special fundraiser to have water tenders. But I think that you haven't really been actively searching for a tender. Is
correct.
This the one from King just, came through the door, and it was the period that we could have acquired that truck closed very quickly. I mean, the opportunity closed very quickly. So I think it's probably a good idea to get a consensus of the board that this is something that we should probably move forward with. You can start shopping for a water tender, see what's available, what you're going to have to pay, give us some prices maybe for a brand new one, which isn't necessary. What's available through the different sources for a water tender. And now's the time to do it during these winter months when we really, maybe we could have something ready by April, May, and be able to do it. We have the funds to do it, and I don't know, there was some discussion with John about trying to do a special fundraising. Do we need to do that now?
Yes.
Start asking for funds for it?
Sure. I mean, let's do the money first and then buy it. So I can tell you that'll be your treasure talking. At least now it's
we need
favorite.
To talk. Because it's really important how we do this because I've said 800 times. We don't want that money to come from people who are not then going to give for their normal operating gift.
Well, here's a quick question for you. I know some of these grants, especially federal grants, they give money for equipment. I just wonder if there's an avenue there to try to get $10,000 for some government grant.
That's crazy talk. No, I've been in touch with Jack Smith about something called a Community Block Development Grant.
Okay.
And this is something that he said, you know, hopefully he follows through it, and I'll be persistent on trying to participate in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
He knows about it. Denny Folk, who is the county emergency manager, he knows about it. Now, about all we know is we're aware it exists. Ash Fork Fire has had tremendous luck with getting grants, so that is something to pursue.
Right.
You know, I don't have a timetable of how this plays out.
Yeah, I could see doing a special Ash fundraiser. I can't foresee more than a couple thousand, really. But something like that could be a real shot in the arm, like 10,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 right away. But they'll put it into something we're going to buy. They rarely will give you money on something you already purchased.
Well, the scope of the Community Block Development Grant is, you know, we'd be able to get a brand new truck.
Oh,
that's the scope of it. I don't know what's involved in the particulars. I don't know if, no one seems to know whether as a corporation it's something we don't have access to.
I see.
As opposed to being some sort of municipal entity.
Mm-hmm.
Something to learn. But that's the scope of it.
Okay.
As far as, I may not have followed what you said, but in terms of buying Patrol 80,
mm-hmm.
I did a dog and pony show in front of an annual meeting. We got like 45 people to give $1,000. The ambulance, I think Jill spearheaded that.
That was quick.
And that was,
right.
You know, same type of thing.
Right.
Hey, everyone, we need $15,000 or whatever the figure.
Mm-hmm.
That came in like that. The engine, it seemed like we put a little less effort into that type of ask.
Right.
I don't know why that was.
Yeah.
But
it came up pretty quickly, too, I think.
We got some money for it, but I think if we, you know, reach out in the manner in which we did before, we can, you know, I can't speak to the cannibalization issue that Vic raises, but I think we can pretty quickly see, you know, a decent number of $500,000 checks coming.
I'll craft something along that line that we can send out to the community. I mean, that would be a good place to start. And then you can find out more about the community block grant as that comes up, and we'll see. Yeah.
I mean, that is a 2015 thing,
right?
And I don't know what that means in terms of, like, this state forestry grant. You know, it was months and months of paperwork back and forth, and then we're still maybe 3 months from getting the check. So I don't know if this community block development grant is that sort of thing or not.
Right.
If it is, maybe, okay, we try and get a tender, and then we'll see what else to do if there's something to do with somehow get awarded that grant.
If it's a used item, we're looking at $30,000?
So I get a thing in the an email every week from FireTech, which
mm-hmm.
is, I don't know what exactly their role was in helping us with the engine, but so I'm on their distribution list. There's stuff that ranges from the mid-teens that is older
mm-hmm.
than what we have, but probably in better condition, to newer stuff like late 90s that's, you know, ranges 20 to 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think something like 40,000, if we're patient, we can get a whole lot of truck.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm optimistic that that's the case.
Right.
And if we can find something cheaper, all the better. But it's kind of a number that I think is, for now, is floating without having done more than just reading their website.
Gotcha.
Semi-regularly.
Last question. I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it. Typical fire. House fire, how many tenders would we send?
All we got.
Okay. All right, so if we had three, we'd send three.
If we had five, we would send five.
Okay, because it's just that much water needed. And then when it comes to wildfire, if there was a Vertimain thing again, same thing. Get as much water close to that thing as we can.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, believe it or not.
Ultimately, you know, just for a very brief context, the tender only lasts so long. When
right.
it's empty,
right.
it goes and dries.
Right.
So the luxury here potentially is we got one tender for 2 hours just parked waiting,
mm-hmm.
waiting.
Right.
And then it leaves the scene. You know, think about, or I don't know if you were, that, but where that Boundary Springs fire was. You know, the roads were like this, the driveway was like this. One guy leaves, and boom, we've got another tender 2 minutes away.
Gotcha.
You know.
But then they have to go all the way to Costco, correct? Where do they go for
maybe.
Water? Can they come here?
Well, there's water here.
Yeah.
Depending on the situation, if we can get one of those county trucks here,
mm-hmm.
Then, you know, we could leave that here or at the mailboxes, and that's two or three fill-ups
gotcha.
For our existing tenders. So
gotcha.
There's, you know, quite a bit of time.
Right.
And so maybe we can send their truck to Costco
right.
To fill up. We do have water here. We don't necessarily want to empty it out all at once.
Right.
It's kind of circumstantial.
And how much is here? I can't remember.
I've heard record number's all over the board. I'm under the impression it's 12,000 gallons.
Okay, gotcha. I'm done.
I just have a quick question. Military surplus, is that part of the resource that's out there that you receive emails and...
Well, there's a state surplus, and somehow there are military-looking vehicles in it. I'm really not an expert on what it is, on, you know, on the total scope of it, but there's military-looking vehicles there.
The reason that I ask is because there's been so much in the news lately about police departments getting assault weapons and these armored vehicles from the military. And,
Obama's recalling all that.
I'm sorry?
Obama's recalling all that.
Here we go.
I guess my question was possibly water tenders that might be, inventory?
That is a possibility. I don't know how probable it is, but absolutely a possibility.
Yeah, the federal disposal, the state disposal system, has connections with them, and they can introduce you.
Right,
they do talk to one another.
Okay.
Right. And okay, and that was the reason for putting it on the agenda, is to get it on the front burner so that we're talking about it and we're actually taking some steps toward that direction. May not be till 2016. I don't care. You know, just as long as we're moving along, and if something falls in our lap that we say, oh, my gosh, we can
pull the trigger without
this is something we want to do. And we would never have been able to get that other tender, the King tender, because it happened too quick. It was 3 days, something like that. From the time we found out about it to the time they sold it, it was gone. So I have a motion to accept the fire chief's report. If there's no more questions for the session. Johnny O moves. Terry seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vic abstains?
Aye.
Nope.
All right. Let's do the committee report. And Victoria and Steve, we had a discussion in the executive session. We do like we did last week. Let's get through the other things because the bylaws are going to require some discussion. And we'll, get through the other. And we'll talk about the bylaws at the end after we've done the other business. Is that okay with you, or do you have to go someplace?
I have to leave by 11:30.
By God, we better be out of here by 11:30.
Okay. No problem.
I was hoping to be out of here by 10, but it looks like we're not going to make it.
Talk fast.
I can talk fast, but nobody listens. You want to talk about the Firefighter Appreciation Day as a fundraiser or just...
No, I think Roger summed it up. It was great. The firefighters had a great time. They respected and appreciated being thanked by us, and it was a great event. We put $500, $600, $700 in our pocket after all the expenses, so it's another good one. And next year for the fifth one, I think we've already picked a date, like on the 5th of October, which is not any holiday of any kind. It's just beautiful, wide open. That's how we picked the date. Last Saturday of the month, if there's an extra Saturday, or first Saturday in October, that's it. And it's just bad luck that twice it fell on us. I mean, just stupid, just bad luck. That's all. And we feel terrible, really.
Just keep digging that.
I've got three calendars in my house.
Just keep
none of them. Get none of them.
Put your shovel away.
All right.
Just keep digging this deeper.
All right. So it was a good fundraiser. I'm looking forward to next year.
You in charge next year too?
I'm the man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed it this year.
Firewise. Lauren, do you have anything for Firewise at all that new and of interest?
Yeah.
That's all. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren Bikers, ladies and gentlemen.
We just finished up a state grant, 12-105. We're waiting for a $5,200 reimbursement on that grant. We exceeded all but one of our objectives, which was good. We have a new grant that should have been finished up last week, but we're still waiting on the detailed project plan to be approved by the state. One of the hang-ups was the amount that I allocated for chip and haul days. It's a $71,000 grant. I asked for $38,000 approximately for chip and haul to cover four events over a two-year period. They object to that. They said that's way too much money. They recognize that it's a good thing and that it's a cost-worthy way of mitigating the forest, but they have no way of measuring it, and they like to measure in acres.
Mm.
we finally negotiated to where I got half of the amount, which means we have enough for two events like we had in our last one where we hauled off 15 loads and had 40 hours of grinding. So by the time we get this, it'll probably be too late this year to have a successful event. However, looking at next year, if we could have it early in the year, say begin in April. But my concern there is we're going to have bridge construction, and I suspect that there may be county vehicles and or other construction vehicles occupy this parking lot. And that would hamper the ability to collect very much or to process very much in the way of litter. So
it's a coordination issue between...
It's a coordination issue. We're going to have
county.
To figure out when we can do it.
Okay.
And when the parking lot would be available to do it.
Well, do you know, does anybody know when the bridge project's going to take place for sure?
Yeah. Last I heard, it was supposed to start in January.
But then it should be finished by April, I think.
I don't know how
that means for sure.
Okay.
I don't recall what their schedule was.
Well, then you just want to schedule something when the bridge project's finished, then you just move in because we can actually, you know, it doesn't make any difference except during the dry season. I don't know. We did it last year, wasn't it? During June, July that we did that?
We did one in May, and it finished up just before the annual meeting, and we did another one in October.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you have the grant. They just don't like the way you've allocated the funding for
certain. We just don't have the final signature. I think as of Friday, yesterday,
okay.
We probably have
okay.
have reached an agreement because this is not a grant that I went into alone with the state like I did the last one. This one I went in with PowIC.
Okay.
So there's four other communities plus PowIC, or three other communities plus PowIC, involved in this grant.
But your share is $78,000?
$71,000.
Okay.
It's still a 90-10 grant, so
right.
Yes, it is $78,000.
Right.
Come up with
okay. Okay.
The 10%.
Okay. And is there anything that we can do, WFPA board, to help with that?
Let's just wait until we get the grant, and then it's a matter of scheduling the event. And
okay.
Then
okay.
We've got $1,500 we've been able to raise so far, a little over $1,500 for our portion of the in-kind.
Sure. Well, I think it's money well spent for sure. That was a great project. Okay. Anything else about your FireWise?
That's
great, man. Yeah, it is great. It is a good program. And we'll do the bylaw at the end, okay? Volunteer of the Month recognition, I didn't get any names this month, but there was 100 of them out there in the firehouse on Saturday. Old business. Welcome information for the new homeowners. We've been exchanging some information back and forth.
I have. I've sent out and got little response. I got a few responses. But on the living in the forest.
Is that the size of it?
Yeah, 5x7.
Okay.
A magnet.
I couldn't tell from the size.
Yeah, 5x7. For a refrigerator magnet. We changed the name from living in the forest to alert. Johnny came over and we worked together on it. And we added a couple of things to it. To have a fire extinguisher near a fireplace or wood stove and have a fireplace slash wood stove inspected annually. And I sent all of these out to all the board members.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
And then the other one is medications. We enlisted Roger's aid on this because he came up with a suggestion that they need to have something on a refrigerator.
Right.
For a medical emergency, the firefighters show up, the EMT shows up, paramedic shows up. What are you taking? Whoever is the spouse or caregiver is probably going to be rattled. The person that they're there for may not be able to communicate. So another 5x7, and it's for two people, okay? And we can include those in the welcome kit. There's one thing. It lists all the medications on there that you may have, the person may be taking, plus at the very bottom, Roger said he did not like the idea of putting down an existing condition. on there. And I agree to a point, but I've got a son-in-law who's diabetic, and his folks are both diabetics, and I thought that might be, it's just a check mark, yes or no. Any
optional, correct. But we're giving them a magnet to write stuff on. The whole concept is optional. So
yeah.
So the point was, you may not want to have, you know, this, that, and the other listed for all guests to read.
Oh, we've got some herpes just like 12.
Chronic
wow.
Yeah, you don't
really see that anymore.
Yeah.
Why do you even know what that is?
Well, you were talking earlier about,
okay, so are you going to leave the you're going to leave that on there then?
The diabetes, I'd like to leave it on there.
Sure. Okay.
Because that's, I'm not a firefighter. I'm not an EMT. I'm not.
Okay.
I put Band-Aids on. That's all.
Okay.
But I think if I was a firefighter and not knowing if this person is in a diabetic coma or has had a stroke.
Now, they're going to have a Sharpie to write on this?
With yeah.
The magnet?
Need a Sharpie.
They'll need a Sharpie, but that's provided by them, right? You're going to give them a Sharpie, too?
If we've got it in the budget.
All right, so you want me to... You want me to check with the printer and see how much these are going to cost to print?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So these are the two things that you have.
Right.
And then how about a trifold or some sort of a.
He has the trifold.
Okay.
We've got the trifold already.
Okay.
On that, and then we've got the stuff that the WCAA put together, the Firewise Communities, the history of Walker that Lauren put together.
Okay.
And then this one, Walker Community Activities, I sent this out last month, but Johnny suggested, and it talked about the trash collection service for $180 a year. Johnny suggested the six-month, $120, so I put that on. I sent that out to the board members also.
So is this as good as going to be a sheet of paper?
That's what I was thinking. It was just a flyer, but I don't know what else to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And then we can get the Sunday on Saturday. How they do that? Yeah, when they schedule that. It didn't have the scheduling information for that. And then it might be good to have.
Oh, Sunday's on Saturday. I did put down the dates because I didn't know if that was going to be ongoing.
Sunday is
Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday is the first Saturday of the month.
There we go.
Okay, that's what I needed. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, July, August,
Roger, on the alert, and I know it's getting pretty full already, Terry, but on the alert magnet, would you like them to also to say something like, please check the Walker website for current fire bans? This is really about fire protection, that kind of stuff?
No.
No, actually.
I don't even know how updated that is anyway.
Someone gave me the idea, and I apologize for not remembering who it is. Long story short, we need to get a banner made to go here. That addresses that. I'll bring that up.
Fire ban banner?
No, Walker Fire or
no, a banner that says fire ban.
Right. So it's a fire ban banner. Okay.
But we'll cross that bridge. But no, I think that's, you know,
okay.
We want it to be useful to the homeowner and have every conceivable permutation.
All right. Okay. All right. I mean, I thought it was an obvious one.
I guess you didn't like my idea.
Yeah.
Adding up all the calories for every event you do in a month and put it in the bomb, the potential caloric intake you could get living here.
Oh, so that's what that was.
Yeah. Well, there's like 50 things there to eat.
Actually, now that I think about it, John, taking part of your suggestion, somewhere, some way, somehow, Terry, is the URL part of this package, the web address?
Yes, it's on
at the very bottom.
It should be on everything, actually.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Right.
It should be on, we should put it on the bottom of everything.
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think it's on the
branding, part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the paper, the trifolds and the flyers and that sort of stuff can be printed probably. We'll talk to Matt, see how much trouble he has printing those things. And these need to be printed on the special magnet. And that's the neighbor I'll get. I'll talk to him and see how he wants to charge for these. How many do you want to print? 50? 10?
Why don't we start with 50?
Okay.
Because it's for new property owners or people who are buying. I don't want to overdo. Don't want to underdo. Phone numbers, things like that can change.
Sure.
URLs can change.
Right.
The other option is we could, you know, initially this all started as let's put this thing together for the Welcome Wagon package, right? But now that it's morphed into something actually pretty valuable, we could make extras, and the alerts could be given out at the annual meeting. I mean, depending on cost, but, you know, for a buck or two a stick, boy, I mean, that's pretty valuable piece of information to have on the refrigerator.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Any questions?
You've done too good a job, Terry.
Any questions for Terry?
Problem.
Any questions for Terry?
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go ahead and try to get this done this month.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Mark. That's the printer next door. Facility maintenance. I talked to Rick Baker again and Bob Steerwalt. Gene Tomac came down and changed some light bulbs, right? Did he come down and get them? It looks like we have a couple of fixtures that are not working.
He's on that as well.
He's working on that too. We have people that will do the work. We just have to have somebody come in. Rick has been sick. I mean, he's got glaucoma and he has issues with his eyes. Bob Steerwalt, I think, between the two of them, they can work something out. So we get some sort of a plan about maintenance around here, see what needs to be done, when it can be done. The bridge project, we talked about that earlier. We have January maybe as a start time. And is it going to impact us, right, traffic at least? And so we need to be aware that it's happening. Storeroom project, closing report. Rudy's not here. We talked about this a little bit too. I can't tell you how nice it is. When those firefighters were cleaning this place up, it was just, you know, it was just wonderful. I think Roger, I know I was surprised at how much impact it had. Really did. And everything's out of there. This break room is going to be great. We'll get some cupboards in there finished and some things. If you can bring that water heater thing in, we'll be fine. This 5-gallon water heater, we run out of hot water pretty fast. And this Walker Road paving, that what somebody said took 2 days, whatever it was. They
crazy. I went to the gym, came back, and done half of it. It
looks great,
bizarre.
Too.
Yeah.
It was like 4 days of painting lines and driving around, and then boom, it was done.
Yeah. Well, they didn't stripe the road down to the mailboxes. I don't know. Is it too narrow?
Issue.
Yeah, it's too narrow, so they don't want to have something like that. Okay. So, and like I say, the $800 we spent to have that parking lot paved out there, wonderful. All right. We already talked about the water tender and our new business fall newsletter. We need to get this thing drafted. I talked to Greg Sava about it. Vic, you want to? We just need to do it. Get something out. What are we going to put in it? And the president's report, your treasurer's report, and get something going to be out of here certainly by mid-November. Any thoughts on that, whether we do it or not do it? You know, it's something we've done every year.
I think it's a great thing to do. I just think it always seems to keep growing now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing comes on. It's the encyclopedia.
For, you know, it's 20 pages.
You know, right? I mean, can we... I mean, last time, what we put in there, we put the... Actually, it was the bylaw.
That was a couple of years ago when we did the
bylaw. But there's always something that in there that nobody reads, really.
Right.
I mean, what we need is this little notation. If you want to read the bylaws, go to the website and punch here.
Okay. Well,
we're not paying $1,000 to send it.
Right. Okay, well, we'll work it out with Greg in terms of how to downsize it a little bit.
Or my thought would be...
Not have a president's report?
My thought would be... Only have a spring newsletter. Once a year, the Walker Chronicle.
Yeah.
You know, we've already done an ask, twice in a year so far.
But you haven't sent it to everybody.
What do you mean?
That ask didn't go to everybody. It's a reminder. It's as much a reminder. It went to people who had not given for the last
Correct.
2 years.
18
right,
months
you
or so,
just keep
yeah.
it short. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Gotta be short.
But that, yeah, the book twice.
What's going on in the hood?
Yeah.
What it should include. Things that people be
okay.
interested, that live in things, that don't live, you know, that what's going on.
Right. Well, then we need to come up with a max of like 5 pages, put some pictures in there, kind of like a year in review,
okay.
kind of a Walker wrap-up, you know,
right.
2014 wrap-up, something like that.
So what's the thought? We're going to do it, not do it? Do it?
I think it should be done.
Okay, so we're going to do it?
I think it should be
minimize
done.
Minimize it,
right? One big piece where you fold it in half, and then, you know, it's 4 pages, max. It's all going to be printed on one sheet, front and back.
Okay, so the objective is it's basically a year in review. This is what happened in the last.
Yeah, people don't want to read all the.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people do you think read the bylaws when they actually sent them out?
I know. Okay.
Yeah, it costs $1,000 to mail the damn thing.
Right.
Okay. But as a result of it, we bring in $10,000-$15,000.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm, yeah, but I'm saying
yeah.
Send out the stuff they want to read, which
sure.
is what's going on.
Okay.
Picture of Terry on the front.
All right. Any discussion? Any other discussion about the newsletter? Anything else? Okay. Anything else? Community announcements. Firewise, do you have any announcements other than what you talked about earlier? Lauren?
Yeah, I can add a couple of things. We've got two PowEx signs for defensible space, and they're within quarter of a mile of each other right now, and both of them are in probably poor locations. So we're going to move those. We're going to move one to, and this will depend on the bridge project, possibly, one to just before you reach Big Bug Mesa Road, you know, one side of the bridge or the other. The other one would move out to milepost 5 just before Banning My Road. And this should catch everybody coming into Walker anyway. And,
sure.
And PowEx has raised funds for this, so there's going to be no cost to us. And the county is going to do the actual physical relocation of the signs and replacement.
Okay.
There'll be a new sign to replace one of them, which is an old State Farm sign. And so it'll be updated to the new version.
Okay. All right, WCAA, have any announcements for the WCAA?
Last Victoria. Time to donate your dollar per coat?
I think there's a bag of coats.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I mean, look at it. That's what I thought it was.
All right. Hey,
I didn't know what that was.
It's clothing of some sort. Maybe it's not coats, but if it is,
okay.
Is it moving?
It's not moving.
No. It's not smelling. I'll look at it.
Yeah, somebody dumped it in front of the door here. I thought it was for Roger. They put it down inside.
Okay.
The front of the
and
door.
Your annual meeting is today?
Our annual meeting is today here. And regarding the coat drive, the pancake breakfast in October will be the last time to donate. So,
okay.
Coats.
Okay.
I've turned over 8 bags so far to the...
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, there's a lot this year. I don't know how. I know I said that last year, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody, you know, everybody cleans out their closets at different times.
Well,
this
year for Walker Day, I'm going to ask people to bring coats, and that'll be the reason, though, because people donate all kinds of stuff, but
okay.
They don't usually think of coats for Walker Day.
Winter coats.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so...
Any other announcements about events that are going to happen? Okay. Public comments, public forum, Steve.
I just hope you get your stuff squared away. I really feel hurt over this thing. And there's really no excuse for bad luck, karma, whatever you want to call it. And I think you were way out of line
when
you're picking the time and everything.
Oh,
and it's no use getting into this.
Sir.
Because all it's going to do is cause more problems, and maybe you should just find a different line of work.
Well, no reason to insult me, but that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else probably have anything to say?
I agree.
Okay.
I do too, frankly.
Okay.
I think we all do. That's the point.
Yeah. I can apologize a fourth or fifth time. Whatever you need.
Well, it's not just John. I mean, we've been advertising this
thing
for months.
It's been since February. Right.
You know,
right.
Smack us upside the head.
Right. Put the shovels away. Hey, this hole is deep enough. Put the shovels away. It's a bad thing. We all understand it. Other public comments?
Yes. Regarding what the board is putting together for medication, I don't know if you're aware of, but there's something you can get at the hospital, and I've got one even in my glove box in the car, but... We've got some on the refrigerator. It's something, pile of life, I think.
This pile of life is a little red plastic folder. It's
right.
Only about this big. And
well,
it has all the medication information,
yeah.
Everything in there.
It's beautiful.
You have to pull it out to look at it so everybody walking past the refrigerator doesn't see it.
Pile of life?
Uh-huh.
It's called pile of life.
But a firefighter is
they have given these
know.
Out free in the past. We've put them in our homeowner newcomer kitchen in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because I didn't see that in there.
Yeah, but that's a great idea.
Sure
people don't want to advertise their...
No, it's...
I may Terry, I may have one
issues
around
you know,
that I've been using.
Okay. Okay. But you said you got it at the hospital, at one of the hospitals?
Yes. You have quite a community hospital.
Started many years ago, you would tape an envelope with all this information inside the refrigerator.
Inside.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. We've had it taped inside there for
I have one
20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and people know to look for that. A firefighter would know to look for that.
No, we know to ask for it.
Cool.
And then
fine.
Thank you very much. Where it is.
Okay,
unless the person's unconscious.
I'm not right. Tuned in.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Then we've got bigger problems.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the metal alert.
I can turn the.
Well, and if it looks virtually identical.
Okay.
And this one other thing.
Keep turning it.
For your newsletter, you asked what should go in it. You might want to reference the bylaws, specifically Article 3.2.6, which states the four requirements to be a member so you can vote in the annual meeting.
Okay. We're going to talk about the bylaws here.
I know that these are the current 2012 bylaws that you are operating under, which were not followed last year. So,
okay.
That's the
anybody else have anything to say about anything in general? All right. I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion about adjournment? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right.